News conference, which included Virginia's Governor Glenn Youngkin, joined by U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Director Kash Patel, the latter two saying they observed the arrest at a nearby tactical operations center. George Williams reporting.
President Trump touting his decision to impose 25% tariffs on imported vehicles and vehicle parts, effective next week.
This will continue to spur growth like you haven't seen. Before I was elected, we were losing all of our plants. They were being built in Mexico and Canada and other places. Now those plants largely have stopped and they're moving them to our country.
The looming tariffs have taken a toll on the stock price of some automakers, but it hasn't been a huge decline since this wasn't totally unexpected. Japan says it's considering all kinds of countermeasures in response to the pending tariffs. U.S. economy grew at a healthy 2.4% annual clip October through December, bolstered by a year-end surge in consumer spending. That's according to the government, upping its previous estimate of economic growth. The Republican chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee says he wants the Pentagon Inspector General to investigate how a journalist was accidentally added to a group chat about military strikes in Yemen. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 187 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now when financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Senator Chris Van Hollen wants Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz to resign immediately after a group chat discussing airstrikes in Yemen included a journalist from The Atlantic. The Democratic lawmaker says the administration's gross disregard for the handling of classified information puts American lives at risk. No injuries are reported after a brush fire burned around 6 acres of land in Hunt Valley. York Road was shut down on both directions around Thornton Mill Road as Baltimore County firefighters worked to control the fire. According to officials, the blaze involved a shed and a vacant home, and the cause is under investigation. A red flag warning was in effect in the area at the time, meaning there was a high fire risk. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Oriole fans have been waiting almost 6 months for a meaningful baseball game, and the wait ends today. Orioles and Jays from Toronto this afternoon, 3:07 p.m. Zach Eflin takes on Jose Berrios. Jackson Holliday will start at shortstop for the Birds. Gunnar Henderson at least a week away. Meanwhile, Maryland basketball fans have been waiting a week for a meaningful game, and they get that tonight at 7:39 p.m. when the Terps take on Florida in the Sweet 16. It's the biggest game in at least a decade for the Terps. It's the biggest in Kevin Willard's coaching career. And finally, a shout-out to the Baltimore Touchdown Club. hosting the 27th annual Super 22 Award Banquet last night. Over 200 people were there honoring the top 50 high school football rising seniors in the state of Maryland. Each of the 50 introduced in their school jersey and pads, receiving a plaque. Special guest was Ravens Super Bowl champion Jermaine Lewis, giving us some great Tony Siragusa stories. May he rest in peace. Keynote speaker was Gilman School's Darius Jennings, who played in the NFL for 7 years. A big thank you to Scott Ripley, Doug Duvall, and everyone involved. It's the Baltimore Touchdown Club, champions of high school football in the state of Maryland. Coming up in 30 minutes, The Dish from Grayson Rodriguez. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures getting warmer. Sunny and near 60 today. Tomorrow, just a few showers in the afternoon. 67 the high. Saturday, it's like summertime shows up. Some clouds, but dry. 82 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 44 degrees in Dundalk, 35 degrees in Owings Mills, and 42 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. My, oh my, I hope all the traffic is cleared up. As I mentioned earlier, 695 was a disaster coming towards the city. If you were coming from the White Marsh area as I was, boy, that was a mess. And, you know, you get up there and you think this is going to be a huge accident, right? You think there's like, you know, the helicopter just hit down and they're medevacing somebody out of there, right? And it's like a fender bender. And you're like, wait, did I just sit here for an hour and a half for a fender bender? Can we all just come together and let's just have an unwritten rule, okay? Unwritten rule. If you hit somebody, and I know one of the vehicles was, you know, apparently disabled, but you could have just pushed it. Everybody could have pushed it to the side. If you hit someone or if you have just a fender bender, can we all agree just to kind of move that to the side? I mean, you know, why do you want to sit there in that middle lane? You don't need to sit there, okay? It's a fender bender. You'll be shocked, I'm sure, if a cop even shows up for a fender bender. Well, anyways, hopefully that's all been removed. And everybody's got to where they needed to go this morning. Of course, we'll be watching what's going on in Annapolis today because they will determine whether or not ICE cooperation with law enforcement will happen. I know Sheriff DeWeese from Carroll County is there. There's lots of sheriffs. I believe they said a couple state's attorneys were showing up as well. I don't know why anyone would want to limit the collaboration between ICE, right, federal agents, and local law enforcement. Like, what do you get out of that? What do you get out of that? You really want more illegal immigrants to just stay within our communities? So we don't know who they are. So we don't know if they have a criminal history or a criminal background. That's what you want? Is that what you want? I can't see how that's a winning message for the Democrat Party. So we'll continue to watch and see what happens in Annapolis today. Also, I did note here that along with the energy crisis, there was a town hall last night on Fox 45 with Mackenzie Frost, and she was talking with the president of Stop MPRP, Joanne Frederick, and we'll get into that in just a second. But I also wanted to just note, before the break, we were talking about Delegate Vanessa Atterbury, and I do have a text message here from Jan. Good morning, Jan. How are you? She says, Kim, Vanessa Atterbury is from Howard County. Thank you for that one, Jan, because I get it confused. Is it Howard or PG? And she said, and her kids went to an exclusive private school. She says, I believe at least one of them now might be in a public school. But her kids never have to worry about being in a classroom with a violent individual. And Jan said she wrote about that in the Easton Gazette. And that was when she was addressing House Bill 161 earlier this year. So House Bill 161 denied the parents the right to opt out of, it was like to opt out of some of the studies and teachings of gender ideology. Do you remember that one, House Bill 161? We had Delegate Latoya Cagola. She was on the show, I think, twice talking about 161. And I know when Glenn Gilhar, running in District 8, when he was here in studio, he was talking about that bill as well. You know, the last thing you want as a parent is to have the school tell you what your kids should be learning, even though you believe it's mature content. And I think a lot of these bills, and Carroll County, you can correct me if I'm wrong, especially Moms for Liberty, but a lot of these bills, I think, are really aimed at fighting against the Republicans in Carroll County because they had some wins alongside Moms for Liberty when it came to getting sexually explicit books out of the classrooms, out of the school libraries. And so that's why you saw bills like House Bill 161 introduced. There was also a fight, if you recall, in Montgomery County about whether or not kids could opt out of some of that curriculum where it teaches them some of this mature content. And if you recall, the people, the group that was most upset about it was actually the Muslim community. There's a large Muslim community in Montgomery County, and they don't appreciate their kids learning about some of this adult content, which I understand. And so their argument was that actually it goes against their religion. And they still had a hard time with that fight, if you recall. So that's why I said there's got to be more going on with this. Somebody's getting paid somewhere, right? Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. As I mentioned, you had Mackenzie Frost sit down with the president of Stop MPRP. And her name is Joanne Frederick. And I don't have a large clip here because I didn't want to get into it. The town hall is about an hour long. It is on their website, Fox 45's website, if you want to take a look at it. But I thought there was a great point that was made here, because oftentimes we hear Governor Wes Moore talk about the farmers in the state. Well, those that are opposed of MPRP, they will tell you, and rightfully so, that those that are in, you know, basically in the way of these data centers having their plug hookups is kind of what it looks like going into Virginia. Those are farms that they want to lay all of these wires across, right? So those are farms that they're talking about with eminent domain. Those are farms. Now, are they the farmers in the Eastern Shore region? No, because this is going through Baltimore County, Carroll County, and Frederick County. But when Governor Moore mentions farmers, I would think that he means all of the farmers, right? Not just the farmers in the Eastern Shore area, but it seems that that's what he's absolutely doing. He's only talking about those specific farmers, because take a listen to the president of Stop MPRP.
I had a meeting with Connor Shin, his energy policy advisor, back in August, and I have not yet gotten another response to our repeated requests for a meeting.
In August of last year, of 2024.
That's correct.
Yeah. So almost, you know.
6 months.
Right.
7 months. Right.
So we also invited the governor to participate tonight. He is not here. His office declined our invitation. If he were here sitting right next to you, what would you ask him?
I have a very simple question now, and the question is to have the courage to be honest with us. If he is not going to support rural Maryland, if he is not going to support our farmers, if he is not going to protect our conserved and preserved land and ensure the health of the bay and worry about property values dropping 40%, I would ask him to sit down face to face and tell us the truth.
Do you believe that that's where he stands on this issue?
I don't know, Mackenzie, and I think that's part of the frustration. We're going to talk about some of the legislation shortly, but if you take a step back and consider all of the things that he's said and all of the things that he hasn't said, I come to three possible conclusions, and I really want to be wrong, and I really look forward to the conversation with him. But the conclusions are he doesn't care what happens to Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick County. This is not an area of expertise for him as a governor. Or three, he prefers the strategies of utility and data center companies over the will of the people in Maryland. And again, I hope I am wrong in that.
All right. And that, again, is the president of Stop MPRP, Joanne Frederick. And I'm with her on this, because if the governor truly cared about farmers, he would speak about all the farmers, even those that are in the way, quote unquote, of these transmission lines. Around 11:30 a.m., we'll be joined by Delegate Nino Mangione. And as you know, he's been on NPRP from the very beginning. And I want to get some more information from the delegate, because where does this currently stand, number one? Number two, has the governor even slightly, like in just, you know, a small sense, just even acknowledged the fact that this is a huge problem and that he has it on his radar? Because as far as I know, I haven't heard him talk about this since he sat down with Armstrong Williams for that town hall. I think that was about a month ago, maybe more than a month ago. And I do recall, because I ran at CD2, that Congressman Johnny Osheski, he said, oh, I strongly oppose NPRP. But have you noticed he hasn't discussed NPRP since he took office? He hasn't discussed it. And so people get into office and do whatever they want. Here's what I will say to NPRP, though. Here's what I will say to you. Because I noted this in the very beginning, as I was standing out there in line with those in Carroll County that wanted to understand more about what was going on. And then I did mention here, when I got home from that event, I went to the Facebook page. It's called Stop NPRP, right? They have this huge Facebook page, it's a Facebook group, and they're all coming together to fight back against this. Well, what was interesting to me from the get-go is there were people in this group, and some of them, you know, that helped organize this, that said that they didn't want to make this political. And then it was very clear that there were some of them that were Democrats, okay, which is fine, okay? Democrats own farms too, all right? Here's the thing, you know, you don't want to get down and dirty and in the mud, because for some, this is a party that you support. But if you haven't noticed, the Democrats that are elected officials, they don't really care. So when you have support from someone like Delegate Nino Mangione, when you've got support from, you know, other Republicans that are in office, I say you should probably welcome it with open arms. And you should probably not put up any kind of blockers, because you don't want to look like that you're cooperating or working with someone that is a Trump supporter. That's all I'm going to say on that one. Because at the end of the day, that's where your support's going to come from. It's going to come from the Republican Party, whether you like it or not. And you can be, you know, vote blue no matter who till you're blue in the face. But as you can see, they're not coming to your rescue. So I would just caution you to just understand the dynamics here. And if you want something truly done on this, you know, in this situation, you're going to have to rely on elected officials. You are. They're the ones that's going to have to help make this call. It's just what it comes down to. Just want to say that. Also, as I noted, Speaker Jones, she did introduce a bill for social equity in state government. If you recall, you had Mayor Brandon Scott and a few others that decided that no matter what President Trump had to say, DEI will not die in Maryland. So the new Department of Social and Economic Mobility would oversee social equity policies in state government as DEI falls out of favor elsewhere. Again, this is with Maryland Matters. And House Bill 1253 passed the House on a 101-37 vote. It was heard on Wednesday by the Senate Education, Energy, and Environment Committee. And basically, you had Jones, Speaker Jones, she says, we know we are stronger when everyone has the same access to same opportunities and when everyone has a seat at the table. What's so crazy about that is, like, except for Republicans, right? Everyone has a seat at the table, unless they're a Republican. Then you can't have a seat at the table. Then it doesn't matter. She says, we have programs that require minority and small business contracting. As Delegate Brian Chisholm pointed out when he was on the line with us, those businesses will be hurt by all of the policies coming out of Annapolis. But beyond that, Speaker Jones says, we support diversity and state procurement. She said, unfortunately, right now, these programs are fractured across our state government. They are isolated in different agencies and often work independently of each other. So what I say to this is, again, when you put all these rules, regulations, taxes, and fees on all of these businesses, how on earth do you believe a small business is going to thrive anyway? They're not going to survive. They're going to go through the same pains that every other business is going to go through. Just so you know, the department would combine this department they're putting together, Social Economic Department, Equity Programs. The department would combine three existing offices focused on social equity programming: the Governor's Office of Small Minority and Women-Owned Business Affairs, the Office of Social Equity in the Maryland Cannabis Administration, and the Office of Minority Business Enterprises in the State Department of Transportation. Did you know those agencies existed? I knew about the first one, Governor's Office of Small Business, a Small Minority and Women-Owned Businesses. I knew that's been there for quite some time. I didn't know about this social equity in the Maryland Cannabis Administration. Why do you need equity in the cannabis industry? I thought that was supposed to be equal opportunity for all anyways. And then this Office of Minority Business Enterprises in the State Department of Transportation. Why is that in the Department of Transportation? Ay, ay, ay. This state is like, it's virtual signaling down to the very last second. Everything is like, you know, race, right? Gosh. Well, anyways, besides overseeing programs that support small and disadvantaged businesses, the new department would be responsible for proposing new and innovative approaches to social equity programs, monitoring trends in social equity programs and policies across the nation, and adopting standards for various agencies and other units within the executive branch to promote social equity. Basically, it's a waste of money. It's a waste of money. But they're saying that this is, you know, to get back basically at Trump for eliminating DEI programs on the federal level. Why are you taking your time to do this? Why? So House Bill 1253 passed the House. And of course, you know, you did have Republicans that tried to stand up against it. You had Delegate Lauren, if I say your name wrong, I'm so sorry, Erica from Harford County. She said, we have some of the worst policies in the nation, maybe second only to California, because of our woke policies. She says, I think a lot of our behavior is being watched, and we're really close to D.C. We're an easy target to keep an eye on because we're right next door. And so, like I said, this did pass through the House. It's going to go on to the Senate, and it's House Bill 1253 that basically keeps DEI alive and well in the state of Maryland. So if you're wondering, you know, if there was any good news coming out of Annapolis, the answer is still no. No, there's not. Let's discuss more coming up next.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease
the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather, and the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Now, I don't think we really need to keep DEI alive and well. And I say this because, first and foremost, the state of Maryland... just think about many areas of Maryland. You do have a lot of minorities. And as Delegate Brian Chisholm pointed out, a lot of them are business owners. I mean, what's actually stopping minorities from thriving in the state of Maryland? Right? It's not like we're in some, you know, backwoods in Mississippi. And somebody could say, oh, well, you know, this isn't what they kept in place since Jim Crow. And no, right? They're not making any of these arguments. We're in Maryland, for crying out loud. We're in Maryland. And some of the most affluent black families in the country live right in Prince George's County. We don't have this issue. They're making an issue out of absolutely nothing. So Speaker Adrian Jones and friends, I don't know why you would take your time to have this bill for social equity programming within state government, knowing we have so many issues that need to really and truly be tackled. You know what I also noticed yesterday, you know, just kind of skimming through what they were talking about on the floor? They still didn't get to the bottom of juvenile crime. Still didn't get to the bottom of it. Now, Governor Wes Moore, as I mentioned yesterday, he had an interview yesterday in the morning, and he was asked about Vincent Schiraldi. And I just want to let you know, he still backs Vincent Schiraldi 100%. And he even said, which is a complete lie, we know this because we've heard from state's attorneys, we've heard from prosecutors in the state's attorney's offices. We heard from whether it's police chiefs or police officers themselves. According to Governor Wes Moore, Vincent Schiraldi is working just fine and just well with law enforcement and with those state's attorneys. And they've come forward and said that's not happening. Sheriff DeWeese, who's in Annapolis today out of Carroll County, remember, he had a press conference 2 weeks ago discussing how difficult things were. And, of course, no one seems to be paying attention. So I know we had a caller earlier saying that, you know, we should get people together and go to Annapolis and really fight back. I wish we could organize to do that. Because until that happens, I don't think we're going to get the respect that we truly deserve in this state, unfortunately. All right, real quick, I want to tell you, I went to the White House yesterday for the Women's History Month event. It was a really nice celebration. It wasn't as packed as I thought it was going to be. And I will say, you know what? I also saw Nicole Ambrose at the event. She looks great, by the way. We did briefly talk about CD2, Congressional District 2, and some other races across the state of Maryland. And remember, Nicole Ambrose, she's the RNC chairwoman for the state, and she does do a great job organizing people. But she was talking about election integrity, and she was talking about some of the wins that they had recently. Of course, talking about how great of a job Kate Sullivan is doing. But she does believe when we really get a handle on the mail-in ballots and some of those drop boxes that we've talked about before, she believes getting a handle on those things will help us tremendously in some of these races that are really close. So that was good to hear. Some good news there. Also, President Trump is going to go through with trying to defund Planned Parenthood. Obviously, he's going to need Congress to back him up on this. And so he made that statement yesterday in front of many members of Congress, the women that were there, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Nancy Mace, Anna Paulina Luna, so many others. So hopefully they'll back him up on that because we've been waiting to see that for quite some time. All right, coming up next, I want to tell you about this sexual assault case in Indiana. It's kind of scary.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Attorney General Bondi and FBI Director Patel were on hand to witness this morning's arrest of a 24-year-old illegal alien, allegedly a top lieutenant in the violent MS-13 gang. The man was taken into custody in Woodbridge, Virginia, not far from Washington. Amid demands for an investigation by Democrats and some congressional Republicans, President Trump is standing by his national security team in the midst of the uproar over a bungled messaging chat app. President Trump says he has a formula for boosting American manufacturing and jobs along with it. 25% tariffs on imported autos and car parts. Those tariffs are expected to take effect next week. On Wall Street, stocks are sharply lower, the Dow down 187 points, while the NASDAQ is off 94. This is SRN News.
Attention hunters, outdoor enthusiasts, and sportsmen. The Sassafras River Ducks Unlimited and Galena Volunteer Fire Company present the third annual Sportsman's Bash. Saturday, April 12th at 90 East Cross Street, Galena, Maryland. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. with 28 prizes on the main ticket, 50-50 cash prizes, assorted gun raffle tables, and more. Enjoy raw oysters, pit beef, mac and cheese, plus cold draft beer and a cash bar. Tickets to attend are just $65. Raffle-only tickets, just $35. Both types of tickets also get you a one-year membership to Ducks Unlimited. You don't have to be present to win. Get your tickets now. www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. That's www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. See you there. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Zach Eflin takes the hill at 3:07 this afternoon as the Orioles open the 2025 season against the Blue Jays in Toronto, taking the place of Grayson Rodriguez, who was scheduled to be the opening day starter until an injury knocked him to the injured list. Tightness in the triceps. Tuesday on the Foul Territory podcast with Jeff Passan, Rodriguez gave the backstory.
You know, I've had something I've been dealing with for the last 3 or 4 years. Tricep flared up a little bit, had a little bit of tendonitis in the tricep, so we had to make sure that kind of calmed down, make sure it didn't get a lot worse. Had to get some checkups and some scans on the elbow, and it was all good, it was all healthy, so, you know, really fortunate with that.
Rodriguez threw lightly on Monday in D.C. before the rainout, but did not talk with reporters yesterday in the clubhouse. Maryland takes on Florida tonight in the Sweet 16 in the most important game the Terps have played in the last 10 years, and it's certainly the most important game in Kevin Willard's coaching career. The Terps coach making national headlines with his public comments about the inequitable distribution of NIL money at Maryland between the football program and basketball. Yesterday, Willard was asked point blank,
"Why have you felt like kind of bringing this discussion in the open has been the best way to advocate for your program?"
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I think our biggest thing is we got to stop Clayton. He's really good. He shoots the basketball going left 48%. He shoots it right going at like 38%.
Willard stonewalling the question and talking about Florida shooting guard Walter Clayton instead. Coming up in 30 minutes, a surprising statistic about Tyler O'Neill. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
A dose of springtime. Today and tomorrow, and then it's like a brief dose of summer. Saturday, temperatures about 20 degrees warmer than what they are today. Not much rain to slow you down this week. 60 this afternoon, near 40 overnight. Tomorrow, we may see a few showers in the afternoon. It's not a washout. 67. Saturday's dry, but very warm. 82 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever.
perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code RADIO for an extra 5% off.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right. Of course, talking about what's happening in the state of Maryland today. We are going to move on just a bit to other states and some news from D.C. I just want to note one time before we continue, don't forget we got Delegate Nino Mangione joining us around 11:35 a.m. We're going to ask him about the Maryland-Piedmont Reliability Project and also the bill that he tried to get through, but it was shot down in committee by Delegate Vanessa Atterbury, and that was to keep students safe in the classroom. So remember, one of those bills did come from Delegate Nino Mangione, and he'll be with us at 11:35 a.m. this morning. And of course, we thank him for his time. They are extremely busy up there. Tom wrote the text line. He says, the governor couldn't care less about the farmers on either side of the bay. In Baltimore County, they want us to bust up farms with high-voltage transmission lines. On the Eastern Shore, they want to cover the productive farmland with solar panels. If the bill in the legislature passes, the counties will not have a say because their zoning authority will be stripped from them, as well as their taxing authority. Follow the money and see how many of the legislators are getting money from the solar companies. And yet, Tom, I would suspect a good at least 30%. And I would say that this probably began under Barack Obama, because you remember that big push, right? Remember Solyndra and all that nonsense? They ended up going bankrupt. Well, there were a lot of people, a lot of Democrats, even other states like Maryland, that were with him on that. And so I think, Tom, you're absolutely correct on that. And, you know, Wes Moore does want to be the next Barack Obama, so I wouldn't be surprised if he's now taking the torch. As you remember, or recall, I should say, he wants to spend $1 billion, even though we're facing this deficit, $1 billion on climate change initiatives. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Also, I just want to point out to you, this is with CBS News, more than 500,000 Latin American Haitian immigrants given deadline to self-deport. Again, this is in CBS. The Department of Homeland Security officially posted a notice to end protections for 530,000 Cubans, Haitians, Venezuelans, and Latin immigrants in general. And this is coming from DHS. It was just posted on Tuesday. Now, the 30-day deadline, which will fall on April 24th, they're saying that those that do not self-deport will face extreme consequences. I don't know if you guys noticed, but Kristi Noem, the DHS secretary, she is not playing around. She's not playing around at all. That woman has been busy. My word. Miami immigration attorney Morella Aguado said the new guidelines unfairly targets individuals who were legally admitted into the country. And so she's saying this is not fair, and they most likely in Miami will fight back. If I were this attorney, I would stop fighting this. I would stop fighting this because there's no way you could win. Even at the end of the day, okay, they're saying self-deport on this. And they're saying extreme consequences. I would think DHS is saying that because they do want people to feel as though that there should be some fear here. I mean, look, you're here illegally, okay? The only reason that many of these people that they're asking to self-deport are here illegally is because Joe Biden had the border wide open. Many of them are gotaways. So I just want to put that on your radar. April 24th is the date that we're supposed to see 500,000 self-deport. Will we see that? Most likely not. But I would think, you know, something like this, when you're saying extreme consequences, I would guarantee you some of these individuals do have criminal records. And I will guarantee you that some of them will, in fact, self-deport. So if I were to take a guess, I would say maybe 200,000 out of the 530,000. Regardless, that's a win, right? It's definitely a win. Also, I want to get back to the question of the day at WCBM.com. brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think the Maryland State Senate will pass the budget as is? Right now, it's 71% of you saying yes, and there is 29% of you saying no. Let's see. I went with no, by the way, for passing the budget as is. I'm with Delegate Brian Chisholm on this. I think that the Senate will try to make some amendments. Will it be many? Probably not. But he will, I think, try to make some. Or they will, excuse me, should try to make some. All right, I wanted to get into this case in Indiana. All right, and I told you that I would give you a warning before we got to the audio on this. And now, this is audio from the local news there in Indiana, okay? There's no cursing or anything like that. But I'm giving you this warning because it is so awful what this teacher has done to these students that you will be, number one, in shock, but you will be appalled. I guarantee it. So this is your warning right now. This is your warning. If you don't want to hear it, go ahead and switch the station. But I say all this because if you ever feel like you are a helicopter mom or a helicopter dad or a helicopter grandma, right? Doesn't matter what you think. I just want to let you know that you're not. Okay? There's no such thing. I've seen so many of these cases at this point, even including with female teachers, that I believe that we're just living in such a sick world that you got to protect your kids at all costs. And, you know, I know a lot of parents want to give their kids freedom, and I understand that, but we are living amongst some really sick people. All right, that was your warning. Go ahead and take a listen.
New charges are filed against a former Morgan County teacher. This is just south of Indianapolis. Brittany Fortenberry is accused of sexually abusing multiple boys, some as young as 13. Court paperwork states Fortenberry gave teens drugs and that had group sex with them. In one incident, a victim said Fortenberry allegedly spent $600 for various purchases and then had sex with the students while making them wear the mask from the movie Scream. Fortenberry allegedly told the teen she would kill herself if they reported anything.
31-year-old Brittany Fortenberry has been held here at the Morgan County Jail since her arrest last month on charges of sexual misconduct with a minor. Since then, five new victims have come forward with additional allegations.
Prosecutors have asked to file up to 24 additional criminal charges against her, including 10 counts of child molesting, sexual misconduct with a minor, and 13 other charges for disseminating material harmful to minors and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Court documents say all of the teens reported Fortenberry would send them nude and explicit photos and videos on Snapchat and force them to have group sex at her Martinsville home. A child victim advocate says it's important for parents to feel comfortable having difficult conversations with their children.
And what we just encourage is that parents kind of ask that open-ended question and they give their children a chance to speak, and then they praise their courage at that time rather than asking them questions about what they did or why they didn't tell. The last thing that we want is a child to feel blame or shame as a result of making a disclosure.
We reached out to the Morgan County Prosecutor's Office to see when these formal charges will be filed. We have not yet heard back.
All right. So that was out of Indiana. And if you heard there, she's a mom and a teacher, Brittany Fortenberry. She's 31 years old, and she's now facing 30 counts, yes, 30, of child sex crimes. One of the boys that she assaulted, apparently there are at least 10 boys between the ages of 13 and 16 that were abused by this teacher. One of the boys is now claiming that Fortenberry's children were exposed to the crimes. Again, this is all in the Daily Mail as well, if you want to take a look at the story. The boy says that Fortenberry had her young son stay in the room at the end of the bed while she was with these students. Her own son. A separate young boy says that there were rumors that Fortenberry was in a relationship with an adopted son. Okay, I'm not going to even read any more of this because it's literally sick. Here's the thing. There is no such thing as a helicopter parent. There's no such thing. And I know it's coming from someone that's probably a helicopter parent. I get it. But there's no such thing. Okay? This is This is why I am so close to my daughter. This is why I'm always asking her questions. This is why she cannot have any of those devices that hooked up to anything. She can't have social media. She can't have a phone. She cries about it all the time. I don't care. I don't care. People are sick today. Now, there were people probably sick, you know, years ago. We see all of those that are coming forward now with alleged sex crimes, right? We talked about the priest yesterday that's now been detained here in Maryland with possible sex crimes that happened back in the 90s. But my word, what is going on out here? And as I mentioned before, the amount of female teachers involved in these cases, I'm still starting to wonder, because remember, we had the case here where we had a teacher from Baltimore City Elementary School go up to the Wilkins precinct and shoot an officer as he was at the gas station in front of the precinct. What is going on? What is the background check at this point for a teacher? And why aren't we going far enough? Why is it that, and again, this is 10 boys now that are at least come forward. They believe more boys will come forward from this woman in Indiana. None of these boys thought, you know what, I better go tell someone. None of these boys felt comfortable telling anybody. Her own children didn't feel comfortable going to a guidance counselor. I will also note, if you noticed, in some of these public schools, there are no guidance counselors anymore. Did you notice that? Who are the children going to at school? Are we not providing a safe haven for those kids at school that feel as though they have no one to turn to? Because when I was a child, you at least had a guidance counselor. And if there was abuse at home, if there was anything going on the home front, you could at least go talk to the guidance counselor. I wonder if that's even happening anymore. I just wanted to say again and to emphasize this. I'm not saying don't trust anyone with your kids. I just be observant, be vigilant, and understand that this is what we're up against. And for all of those that that were calling the women with Moms for Liberty or Moms America, and you know, they were demonizing those women, and God bless those women for getting involved. God bless those women for making sure they know exactly what's going on in these classrooms or in these schools in general. Because we do. We need outside forces at this point. We need outside groups to keep an eye on what's going on. Oh, well, we'll say a prayer for those kids. Again, the kids were between ages of 13 and 16. And this is, you know, serious childhood trauma. And like I said, I didn't read the entire report to you because it's just so sick. But those, you know, these young boys, I know people kind of laugh off boys, you know, going through some of this stuff. They're gonna deal with this for the rest of their lives. You know, hopefully they don't, you know, turn to, you know, addiction or anything else because they're trying to cope with it. I really hope that they don't. But there are absolute monsters out here. There truly are. Well, anyways, again, I just wanted to just bring that story to you because I saw it and I thought, I know people are getting, you know, getting labeled as helicopter parents. I don't want you to think that you're a helicopter parent. You're not. You're not. Be as involved as you can possibly be. We were talking earlier about politicians and their connection with the solar industry. I got a caller here. Vicky in Brooklyn Park, did you want to weigh in on that?
You know what, Kim?
Yeah.
I believe I saw that on the news about Bill Ferguson has taken a job. Just see what his job is. I believe it's with a solar company or an energy company. He's gone on board so he can help them transition into the state of Maryland.
Oh, you know what? Okay, I will look this up then. Vicky, I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Because something's connected.
So just check. I mean, I didn't dream that in a dream, and nobody told me. I believe I saw it on TV, and I couldn't believe that he has taken a new position with, either solar or one of the new companies so he can be an advisor and help them transition into the state of Maryland.
But, well, it says on his LinkedIn page, of course you're talking, and I went to look. It says that he's now with CI Renewables. Does that sound familiar?
That sounds like something that it might be. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to look up what CI Renewables does.
You know, because, Tim, it's so discouraging, the state of our state. It is just so discouraging that the farmers, the taxpayers, the parents, the business, you know, we're all being attacked.
Yeah.
By a government that has no clue or experience, it doesn't appear in any of those categories.
Yeah.
You know, you want to attract businesses. Well, how are you going to attract them when they're leaving? I mean, you're causing businesses to leave. Small businesses that are the lifeblood of, of a state. And not only to mention the people that are moving away. It's just very disheartening.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just curious, you know, that what his interest is in everything, you know?
Well, Vicki, anyway. it looks like you're right here, because it says CI Renewables, founded in 2010. It's a non-utility affiliated developer and owner and operator of commercial and industrial scale solar power generation assets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they distribute generation to solar facilities. Yep.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. That.
Yeah, he needs to be questioned about that one for sure.
He's got an interest in that, doesn't he? You know?
Yeah.
But
it's anyway, so sad. Yeah.
I won't take up any more of your time, and you have a good day.
No, thank you so much, Vicki, for that tip, and you have a great weekend. He's with CI Renewables. And if you guys want to look it up, I'm at CIRenew.com. They got a picture of their team there. They even have a section here that says, why Baltimore? Well, Maryland is one of the top 10 greenest states in the country and touts the most LEED certified buildings per capita. So headquartering our business here was a no-brainer, they said. We believe in building out the communities of Maryland alongside our own growth and building the Baltimore of tomorrow. And so, yes, Senator Bill Ferguson is with CI Renewables. Well, thank you, Vicki. Coming up next, looks like we do have someone that wants to weigh in on the teachers and some of the monsters that we have in the school system. We'll do that when we get back.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Milo's Rewards Week is coming, and it's kind of a big deal. Members, get ready for up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items. Join for free today. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
There are men and there are women. There's an XX chromosome, a woman, and an XY chromosome, a man. That's it. And anything else, they are mutations.
You have a very, very slight chance.
That's it. That's it. You can feel like anything else you want. You can claim that you're anything else you want, but that's it.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9, with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about some teachers across the country and how many of them are actually monsters. Marty, the text line said, don't forget Dazon is how you say it. D-A-Z-H-O-N, by the way. Dazon. These names are killing me. Dazon Darian, remember he was arrested by federal agents because he's the one that tried to set up the Pikesville High School principal with the AI message. Remember, he was trying to make it seem like he was a racist. Well, then when they were going through Dazon's computers and found out about the AI, they also found where he was in sexual relationships with minors at the school as well. And you're right about that, Marty. Thank you for bringing that up, because I forgot about that case. It's right here at home. Julie in Dundalk. Julie, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, ma'am. I had an experience in high school, which was many years ago in the late 70s. But I want to know where these children's parents were, because I can tell you that in the late 70s, I had a gym teacher who advocated for her students. She could not understand why we did not have a senior scout troop, because she had a senior scout troop. So she set up a senior scout troop for us. She knew that we had all been scouts all of our lives, but there was no senior Girl Scout troop for us to be a part of. So she set one up. She contacted the Catholic Church, got a room for us, and a lot of our activities happened in her home. Now, our parents were very vigilant, and, you know, they wanted to know where we were going, what it was like, and where were these children's parents?
That's a good question, Julie. That's a good question, because I mean, it sounds like it's been going on for a long time.
I went on camping trips with my gym teacher and her friends, and they were all female, which at that time was very untalked about. And my mother told me, you don't sleep in a room or anywhere by yourself. If you get uncomfortable, you call me. She didn't forbid me from being a part of this, but she set me up to be successful at being a part of this. And we had our senior troop for 2 years until we graduated from high school.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is great that teacher did set it up. And you're right, Julie, because apparently this had been going on for quite some time. Where are the parents in many of these situations, right? Not just in Indiana, but, you know, maybe we need to have a tough talk on what it means to be a parent again.
Yes, ma'am. I don't want everybody to think that all teachers that invite children into their home are monsters.
No, of course not. And I'm sorry if it came off that way. I'm sorry.
Because there are teachers that care about their students.
Yes, there absolutely are. Absolutely, Julie. Thank you so much. I appreciate
you.
Thank you. Yep, have a great weekend. If it came off that I meant that every teacher's a monster, no, absolutely not. What I'm saying is you got to be observant, and we are living amongst monsters, and they are out there. And I go back to what we learned about this priest, whether, of course, this is still alleged, right? Still alleged with this priest that was recently arrested in Maryland. And apparently he worked at St. Agnes, and there is a young man, he's 40 now, but at the time he was 7, and he's accusing him, the priest, of sexual assault. Again, it's still just alleged. We don't know if it's true. But these are situations that you do see happening. And I guess, you know, I feel as though that I see it more now. That might be just because there's social media and that news is really getting out there. Maybe it's still just about the same. I don't know. But I just want parents to make sure that they are being vigilant. And don't forget, we're going to be joined by Delegate Nino Mangione around 11:35. We'll talk to him about the status of the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, whether or not if there are any delegates there in Annapolis that have weighed in on MPRP, and whether or not Governor Wes Moore has said anything more about the transmission lines. And then also the bill that he tried to get through that would protect students in the classroom that was shot down by the House Ways and Means Committee, specifically Delegate Vanessa Atterbury. So we'll talk to him at 11:30. Coming up next, I do want to talk about a controversial endorsement by President Trump, and also the Signal app mishap continues.
Pay attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it,